Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
A lot of people, ourselves included here in the newsroom, can feel overwhelmed at times with hearing all the coronavirus talk. And there's even a term now, coronavirus anxiety syndrome. In your profession, working in your field, you've been exposed to a lot of different issues, mental health issues, anxiety, you name it. So what do you kind of make of all this right now?
I don't think, Brandon, anybody really knows how all this is going to play out. I think that we need to be careful about creating new diagnoses because, I mean, the next challenge that comes along, we're going to have to then say that that's another anxiety disorder, whatever. No, the reality is life is unpredictable. We know that. We know that, thankfully, we can say we serve an unchanging God, a God who's always there for us. But at the same time, we just have to know that life is going to hand us curveballs. We're not guaranteed an easily linear, predictable pathway through this life. We know that. When we spend time reading the Bible, we see that that's definitely not the case anywhere in Scripture, really. So I think that when our expectations are that we, if we're going to use the word should, I mean, that's almost like a swear word in the counseling world, to tell you the truth, because anytime we use the word should, it implies a set of expectations which can easily be upset. So anytime we feel that things should be going differently, we've got to give pause, we've got to stop and check our expectations and find out exactly what we are expecting from various situations in life in order to have a proper and a biblical perspective on what's going on.
I think you touched on an important part. You know, life is tough, and especially if you're a Christian out there, you're not called an easy, put it on cruise control type of life. But how do we differentiate between just normal life circumstances, that sort of thing happening, and then maybe too much, being overwhelmed, maybe getting anxious, depressed, that sort of thing, a mental health issue?
I would say that we definitely want to plan to some degree for disruptions in daily lives as best as we can without going to the extreme that it puts us in a chronic state of worry and anxiety. I think that we need to realize that, again, it causes us to sharpen our focus on the things that are more important in life, our relationship with God, our relationship with our loved ones, our families, and to realize that if we're practicing good self-care in those areas, that it's going to reduce the impact of these difficult times on us. We do have to, like we're all in the process of doing right now, is alter our daily routines until something changes. And I think that the public health officials that are in place right now are doing as best as they can to manage an uncertain situation. We do have good structures in place in this country. I'm not saying they're perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but I think it can help to just follow the recommendations of the public health administration officials. And we got to be careful we don't enter into a state of panic and just be careful that we're staying close with our support system. And, you know, we've talked about that definitely in the past on various segments of Real Answers, how important a support system can play. And right now, there's a time that we do need to draw on that, maybe from a little bit of a distance at the moment. But the good thing is we do have social networking and we do have great communication tools at our disposal to be able to keep in touch with people and check on people and also, if we need to, assist in ways, other ways as needed. So definitely handling a situation like this does require some thought. It does require an element of let's intentionally not panic. Let's just be prepared but not panic, and then also just let the proper authorities make the calls for how we go about our daily lives, at least temporarily.
I think you touched on a good point there of not panicking. There does seem to be some paranoia that comes with this,
right?
and you know, probably comes from deep-rooted fear and the uncertainty of things. But how can we avoid that, sidestep that, or stay away from the paranoia to where any cough or sneeze or sniffle, we're constantly trying to hide and run away?
It's important to limit the amount of information that's coming in, to avoid excessive worry and anxiety. I think the more that we bombard ourselves with the 24-hour mainstream media that just tends to become very political, they tend to over-sensationalize at times, and just stick to some of the basic outlets of good information. The Centers for Disease Control, CDC.gov website has good information. They're kind of like the go-to source right now for keeping up on the latest recommendations in a situation such as this. We just really need to be careful that we're not overly bathing our minds in fear-type stories that we will oftentimes see in the media. And that will also help to rein in some of those excessive paranoia and excessive anxiety-evoking sources of information.
Anything else that you want to impart on our listeners or that we might have left out?
Again, keep things in perspective. Think about resilience as well. Resilience means the ability to withstand life storms. Resilience personally requires us to go through situations that causes us to stop and think, causes us to develop a plan, causes us to evaluate, and that's exactly what we're doing right now. Resilience cannot happen unless we are challenged. The folks that I work with in counseling, I say, think about somebody who wants to get in better physical shape. Without the resistance that you would encounter through lifting weights or the resistance from doing cardiovascular activity, you will not get in shape. It's not possible. We look back at our nation's history. We've encountered situations in the past that caused us as a nation to have to draw together. The one I would say most recent is close to 20 years ago, and that was 9/11. And since then, there hasn't been a huge event in the United States that caused us to have to stop and think and reevaluate kind of how we live lives, at least temporarily. And we need to realize, again, if we're going to become resilient and stronger in our faith, we need people to take this time to say, okay, God, what do you want me to do in response to this? Not only for my own family, but for my communities and also my nation. How can I best be a light in a dark time right now? How can I best view this? How can I keep it in perspective so that in future events, and I'm not going to say if they come, I'm going to say when they come, in future events that causes us to have to stop and evaluate how we're doing things, we've got lessons to draw on. I mean, that's just good, solid, really biblical advice. I mean, just allowing God to use this time to say, okay, God, what do you want me to learn through this?